We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome back. Mountaineer Sports Network coverage of West Virginia University basketball. The Mountaineers are in the championship game of the Bad Boy Mowers Crossover Classic, winning today's semifinal against the Rams of VCU by a score of 78-66. And we are joined in Sioux Falls now by WVU head coach Bob Huggins. Huggs, congratulations early on. You're 2-0. Love to get your thoughts on your takeaways here from this afternoon's game.
I thought we played harder, Tony. I thought we played particularly harder in the second half. Obviously, Derek played extremely well. And then Sean got on a roll making some shots. So we just, I mean, you look at the stats, Tony, we turned it over 21 times. We turned it over 3 last night.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to find something kind of in between there. But we get 40 rebounds. I mean, we did a lot of positive things.
You take a look at your two big hugs, bigs, and we talked about this last night, where the perimeter, where the points came from last night, 31 of those 49 rebounds this afternoon came from Derek and Oscar. And as you just alluded to, Sean now 16 points in each of the first two games. He had 4 three-pointers here today. You had a little deal there with Deuce with early foul trouble. What was your takeaway? We thought that when Jordan came in the second time in the game, second half, that he did a really nice job moving the ball around. Was that your thought?
I 100% agree. I thought he maybe tried to do a little too much the first time he got in, and the second time kind of settled down, and I thought he did a really good job. And Tony, I thought he did a really good job defensively, too, keeping guys in front of him.
Yeah. So, Huggs, 41% from the field today, 26 out of 63. We'll get to your defense in a second because you did a great job. You held them to 36% and 14 from three. But first game you shot 39. Today you shoot 41. Where are your thoughts there in regard to just overall shooting it?
Well, Tony, we're missing a lot of easy shots. Derek, Oscar, Gabe, Isaiah, they've all missed one-footers. And I think you add those in there, then all of a sudden we're shooting a respectable maybe 45, 46, something like that. We've just missed a lot of easy shots. I mean, we're we're kind of taking our head off the rim and looking down instead of just keeping our head on the rim. You know, and it's early, and they're not calling as much, so there's a little bit more contact as well. But, I mean, as big and strong as those guys are, the contact shouldn't bother them.
Yeah. Hug, let's talk about your defense. VCU does not score its first point until the 13-minute mark of the opening half. They don't get their first field goal until they're inside of 11 minutes to go. You end up holding them to 36% from the field, 14% from three. Was that the defense that you had been hoping to see? Have we seen where you wanted to be there?
No, it's not where I want to be, but it's better than what it was. I mean, we had a real long talk today, and then, you know, at the walkthrough, we went over some things that we weren't doing a very good job with. We're going to get better and better and better, Tony. You know, it's just this is good for us in that, you know, we get to play three games, and without an exhibition or without a scrimmage, it's hard. And then you know, you're trying to play some of those other guys in there. I want to play Isaiah more now, so to try to get him ready when we need him, when it gets really hard. But if we don't play well enough to get a lead, it's kind of hard to do. I want to get Keaty in more, you know, but Deuce got in foul trouble and we set Deuce. But I think it's good for our team. It's good for our team to have to play without Deuce for a while.
Yeah.
Because he unquestionably has been our leader. So I think that's helped. You know, I think it helped Jordan in that Taz and Sean were both in there with him. So you got another couple guys who obviously passed the ball better. So, it's good. Every minute that we can get on the floor, I think, is just going to get us more and more ready.
Yeah, and the nice thing is, Hugs, in two nights you've seen two different styles of play. You saw spread and shooters last night, and today you see full court pressure. So now you've had a taste of two significantly different styles, and that's invaluable for you.
Yeah, but you know, Tony, both of them were for us undersized guys, you know, that really tried to drive it on us. And we did a really poor job last night, and we were better today, although not near where we need to be. But, you know, and we're going to see some teams like that in our league, but we're also going to see teams that are as big and strong and physical as we are. So, you know, we need to get a little bit of that as well.
Hugs, are you happy with the way your bigs are running the floor? Because they just outran that club, the bigs from VCU today all over the place.
Well, first of all, Jay, it's really nice to hear you.
Yeah, I just got in. Yeah, I just got here.
Yeah, and that, you know, that you're here alive and, yeah, and doing well.
Yeah, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
that was supposed to be part of the plan, Jay, was, yeah, we were supposed to be able to outrun guys, and we were supposed to be able to substitute and keep guys fresh, which we haven't done a great job of, simply because the guys we put in either fouled too much or didn't play hard enough. So I think as those guys, our bench continues to get better, I think certainly will be better. But to answer your question, yeah, but, you know, Oscar can run more than Derek, but Derek runs, and then Derek gets a little tired, and we need to get Derek out.
Is there a better big man in the country with hands the way Derek Culver has? Great hands. My golly. It's just
He's
super.
He's got great hands. He's got great strength. I mean, if you look at his stats and some of the balls that he goes after, you know, they talk about great rebounders being able to rebound out of their area, and Derek definitely does that.
Well, you know, one thing that Tony and I were looking in on this and looking right into the middle of the huddle at a timeout with a pretty big lead. You might have had a 14-point lead at that time. But those guys that you had sitting in those chairs facing you, and you weren't noticeable of this, but, boy, were they attentive. There wasn't one that was not attentive, that wasn't listening to what you were saying. And that doesn't happen with every team, believe me.
No, I try to use, you know, your career sometimes as as kind of a deal about how well you listened to Fred and how attentive you were to Fred and all. And I try to tell him, don't be like Jay.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's working, that's for sure. But okay, Hugs, been a pleasure, buddy.
Hey, Jay, it's always a pleasure speaking to you.
Yeah, well, one more. Let's get one more.
Okay, Hugs, we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon. Congratulations on the win. Have yourself a good night. And I don't know if you remember, we've got some unfinished business with those Hilltoppers from Western Kentucky.
I remember well.
Good.
Well, and I also told our guys in there that I've already called home. They're cleaning out a spot in there for the championship trophy in the Hall of Traditions. So
that's great.
We've got a lot to play for.
Yep, yeah, we do.
Absolutely. Thanks, Hugs. Have a good night.
See ya.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
You bet. West Virginia head coach Bob Huggins. He is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. West Virginia wins it here 78-66 to advance to tomorrow's championship game.